Right now it is time for the Republican American Report. It is time to bring in none other than the person who covers our area for the Republican American, Ruth Epstein. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hello, Ruth.
Here we are again.
approaching the end of a month.
Yes, we are. But some of the same stories will be continuing next month, I'm sure. Of course, our big one is the three-hour meeting the other night of the middle, the ABC and the Region 1 Board to discuss the regionalized middle school sports program, which got a bit acrimonious at times. And it was the agenda called for possible rescinding of the vote in which the program was rejected, but that did not happen. There was just a long session of people from the audience, overwhelming majority talking in favor of the program, but the board, the Region 1 board, had some concerns, and this no doubt will be brought up again at the next meeting on February 3rd of the board. Now, there are many or some who feel that this is not proper to be in the shared services budget, and if schools want to do it, they should do it on their own.
Well, here's the whole thing, and and after watching that meeting and the personal attacks, that were sustained by two or three of the board members, and also the ignorance of some of the ABC members who didn't know why people serving on certain boards. But that's a horse of a different color.
Mm-hmm.
What I've said all along is And I hate it when people say that people are against the middle school sports program. Not one person I have spoken to on the Region 1 Board of Education or a parent that expressed concerns is against it. They're against the way it's being implemented, like the grades and like the scheduling. It's the implementation. And you're right. I had enough when I saw that, where I actually wrote a letter, and it'll be in the journal, and it's on Facebook. What I want parents to understand is, if it's not, it shouldn't be put in the RSS budget. The cost should not be borne by the high school, and that, because it's not a program for the high school.
Mm.
Go to your local boards of education. The towns that want to be in it can be in it. They'll split the costs, and you'll have your middle school sports programs.
Mm-hmm.
And the towns that don't want to be in it don't have to be in it for now. But if it shows that the program's working, they can join it later and lower the cost for everybody else. It doesn't belong in the Region 1 budget. It doesn't belong in the superintendent's line.
And that's the key to it all.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's not against the program. It's against the process, the implementation, and the where it's going to go.
They run it through the local school boards, and they will have their program for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in the local school board budget.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
And this always brings up the topic, okay, if it's simple and it's a good idea, can we just do that? Or do we have to have
not when the superintendent wants to run things through her budget.
Well,
and
I
have
ultimate
control. Yeah.
Right. But then, I guess what I'm trying to say is look at the actual conditions or lie of the land and then see what the solution is.
But
it's definitely possible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's allowable. They all have their own sports program budgets now.
Yeah.
So you just put in what you want as part of this program.
And we'll see if it's a very simple solution, and there doesn't have to be any angst. But
it's gotten to be really. I mean, it was uncomfortable at that meeting listening to some of the attacks. I will say.
Well, Salisbury Board of Education meets tonight.
Oh, okay.
if anyone wants to chase her.
God, no. I think. Well, anyway. Busy. Speaking of Salisbury, the ice is in.
Mm-hmm.
Don Mayland, the overseer, announced that the ice, it's been one of the most frustrating years because it's in, it's out, it's in, and it's out because of the weather. But his main concern and main message is don't get out there.
Yeah.
It's not safe. Stay off the lake at this point. And the weather is promoting that. It's going to be warm again this week, so there'll probably be some more ice going out. So always interesting to watch that phenomena. This weekend we were at the talk about steeples at the Sharon Historical Society. Very interesting and good talk. And then everybody went over to the We were at the Congregational Church, then we went to the Historical Society to see the art show, and I really recommend going there. It's called Depicting Our Town, and it was all of scenes of Sharon, and the winner was Colleen McGuire with a painting of the shopping center at night, and it is just unbelievably, really it caught the attention of a lot of people there, and she did get first prize. So I would highly recommend visiting and seeing all the lovely entries. We were also yesterday at a very moving showing of Parkland Rising about the Florida high school massacre that happened in 2018. This was a Salisbury Forum program, and after watching the movie, the producer was there, as well as two students who were at the school when the incident happened, and they talked about it. People came out of there just really shaken. As you can well imagine how horrible it was. And looking ahead, as you said, we have Sharon Board of Ed, Salisbury Board of Ed tonight, and
In Sharon, there's a town meeting in Sharon
on Friday.
And that's about a couple of different expenditures.
Expenditures and to name a new
Region 1 representative
since Bob Whalen has stepped down. So that's at 6:30 on Friday night. And on Saturday, there are a couple of things in Salisbury. The New Yorker display put on by the Salisbury Association, part of the Wonder of Winter program. That's at 4 o'clock, and they're going to choose which New Yorker cover that the students at Housatonic did wins. And also, at the same time, Peter Vermilia will be talking at the Scoville Library. So there's, unfortunately, a double whammy at the same time. And we start getting closer to Swassa's ski jumps, which are the following weekend. So.
Yeah, and it was another successful brunch at the Interlake, and this time it was to benefit the Salisbury Winter Sports Association.
Yeah, that's become a real neat event with.
And I think chore service is next Sunday. I think that.
Oh,
that's,
really?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's really nice to see everybody being supported. Through the Interlaken. Over in Canaan, no doubt, planning and zoning, once again, is in the spotlight, and the much-postponed, canceled public hearing on banning boarding houses will be on February 10th now. So,
All right. Stay tuned. Well, that sets up a fairly busy week, and we'll see what happens with Region 1.
We will, and that's next week, February 3rd.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Watch the Super Bowl and then go to the meeting. Prepare.
Okay, Ruth, we'll speak to you next week.
Very good. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American here on Robin Hood Radio, rap-am.com on the web.